Hello, I'm Kiff Kiker, pastor of Booms Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited having you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together.
This morning as we come, we just want to pray that the Holy Spirit will just fall on us this morning.
Yes.
He'll just fill us up.
Amen.
As we worship and praise this morning, there's a lot of different styles. Some people do the statue. That's me. Usually I don't do a whole lot. Some people kind of do the low wave. Some people do the light bulb. You know what I mean? Some people do a touchdown.
Yes.
And that's okay. Because you know what? We serve the same God this morning. Just imagine if the only fast food restaurant we had was McDonald's. Be no Mexican, no Japanese, no Chinese buffets. You can tell I like those. This morning it's not about our style. Not about how we look, how we dress. Not about me. It's about Him. As we focus on the Holy God this morning. I'd like you to sing with us this morning.
Let the power of God fall down on us. Let your power fall down right now. Let the power of God fall down on us. Let your power fall down right now. Oh, let the Spirit of God pour out on us. Let your Spirit pour out right now. Let the Spirit of God pour out on us. Let your Spirit pour out right now. For your glory and your only, what we say is what we'll do. Holy Spirit, come move. Oh, Jesus, we're alive to glorify your name. So let the Spirit rise among us now as we sing. Jesus, move. God, come alive in us. Let your love come alive right now. Let the love of God come alive in us. Let your love come alive right now. For your glory and your only, what you say is what we'll do. Let your passion become action. Holy Spirit, come move.
Jesus, move.
hope that's your prayer this morning. We don't leave until we've made changes. We pray that He'll move this morning.
Amen. Thank you, Tim. What appropriate words for the new year. Starting out, this is the day the Lord made, but it's also this is the year that the Lord has made. We want the Spirit to lead this church and move in our midst, because He's worthy of all of our praise, isn't He? Thank God. Thank God for you participating in that, and Tim for leading us in it, because it is so scriptural. We want God to have His way in our church in this new year. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise the Lord.
Let's praise just the Lord.
Thank Him for what He's done here already. What a good Sunday school lesson.
Amen.
On the Spirit.
Amen.
Spiritual gifts. Brother Richard Street, would you lead us in prayer? Please, sir.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You, Lord, with thankful hearts for just the opportunity to come together with our brothers and sisters and God to worship You. And God, please, this is our prayer is, Lord, that You will move.
Amen.
God,
yes.
God, we will be obedient. And God will exercise the gifts and the enablement that You've given us, God. You bless us with each day.
Yes.
Lord, that we can honor You and serve You and enhance and upbuild each other, God. Help us to grow closer to each other and closer to You.
Yes.
God, we thank You now for this time together. Lord, I pray for Brother Kenneth as he delivers Your message to us this morning. God, may we listen with open ears and a receptive heart, not only to hear, understand, but to obey Your word.
Yes,
God, we love You, we thank You,
Lord.
We praise You.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. Last night we were over at the Millions for the second round of the decorations, and how good that was and how thankful we are for the work that Norman and Gary have done at their home, and thank the Lord has had a part in it. And so I was there both times, and some of our other folks were. What a wonderful, wonderful experience that that was. And thinking about the new year, last night Ron Bray and Mary was over there, and Ron said it seemed like 2015 has gone so fast, so quick, just can't believe it. And so I thought of a poem about that. It says, when as a child I laughed and wept, time crept. When as a youth I dreamed and talked, time walked. When I became a full-grown man, time ran. When older still, I daily grew. Time flew. And soon I shall be passing on. Time gone. How true those words are. It goes faster as you get older. I found that. Got some amens? Okay. Something about Christmas decorations. We've got to get them down. And so we need some help. And I've asked Chet Simmons to be in charge of this. So you all set a time when to do this. And he'd like to meet the following people and anybody else that would be interested in helping on taking these decorations down. The Fields family, Johnny and Joe. The King family, Wallace and Carol, Karen Jones, Sandy Street, anybody else that would like to help. We don't want to leave anybody out. Hang the wreaths upstairs, Family Life Center on the racks, covered. Leave decorations on the wreaths, other decorations, go downstairs to the closet. And college class, I guess you all know what that means. Okay, so let's get them down. And set a time like as soon as possible. ASAP. But then, you have an announcement, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. You sound like my wife.
I get them down as soon as possible.
I don't know about you all. I've been in charge of the Dust Bunny Ranch this week. I don't know if y'all have one of them at your home or not, but if you do any vacuuming, you know what I'm talking about. You got hardwood floors, and then the sun pops out. You know, you think you've got everything, and then the sun pops out, and there they are again, running around all over the place. And got some great announcements this week. First and foremost, you see all the lights lit up here. Hey, we even went higher than where we were last week, from $4,900 somewhere to even $5,000 somewhere. Thank you so much. We don't give our missionaries enough credit for them. You know, they lay it all on the line every day. So thankful for what they do. What an opportunity it is to help them. We have a special thank you from David and Maxine Morlock. Says thank you to the church for all your prayers, calls, and visits during David's recent time in the hospital. Thank you to the men who came and anointed him and prayed with him. God has truly blessed it. We will continuously praise the Lord for his mercy. Please keep us in your prayers, David and Maxine Morlock. So keep that family in mind. They say really David is just a different person almost today than he was last Sunday. So what a, you know, we serve a living God this morning.
Amen.
Isn't that great?
That family really thinks that anointing is what did it. They said they were able to get over to Folsom Valley Hospital, get to the right doctor. He had prayer with him, Dr. Smetson. And so they're just ecstatic.
We talked about this morning in Sunday school. What a great gift, the gift of faith. What a great showing of faith.
Amen.
Special events for January 2016, Deacons Meeting. That's Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. Wednesday night, of course, will be our regular Bible study and prayer. Next Tuesday will be the Christian Care Center. The van will be leaving the church at 10 a.m. Then Thursday, January the 21st, the Family Life Center, Young at Heart, will be meeting at 11:30. They've got a special guest this month, Mr. Paul LaRue, and he is a Christian magician from Camp Topowingo. I was struggling trying to say Topowingo and said comedian. So don't ask me how my brain works sometimes. So. Also, don't forget, January the 27th, we're asking all Sunday school classes. We need three Sunday school classes to help us sponsor this event. There's no cost out of your pocket. The church is going to pay for it. We just need three Sunday school classes. We need one to be the organizer. You make sure that you've got the food and the entertainment covered for the children. And you set up the Family Life Center, set the tables up and all that. That's the easy part. Then another class will be the entertainer. And what you do is you provide the entertainment. Now, we won't be having the blow up like we had. That was kind of a special for Christmas. But there will be some other things we'll be doing for entertainment. And then we need a Sunday school class to be the caterer. You just make sure the food gets here on time and the person that brings the food gets paid. And we'll make sure that you've got a check and all that. So we just need three things. Three different Sunday school classes. Organizer, entertainer, and the caterer. And again, that's for our last Wednesday night as we, we don't have a children's director right now. We're really trying to fill that gap. And once we get a children's director, he'll be the organizer. So we'll just need two Sunday school classes at that time. So that'll be a help. Any other announcements this week? Put my glasses on so I can see at that distance. Richard?
We've been talking about building a cover for the bus and the van. And if anyone is interested, the man from Elizabeth, which I got the quote from, he will be here Tuesday afternoon at 4:30 to meet with us and look at possible sites to set the cover. So anybody interested in that, be here at 4:30 Tuesday afternoon, and he'll be here to advise.
Well, thank you so much. We're trying to protect our assets. You know, we've got the new van, we've got the bus, and we want to keep those things intact. For a paint job, we can put these things up. So.
Good job.
Thank you for the music this morning. If you'll take your Bibles, turn to Psalms chapter 1 for our scripture reading. And we'll be going to a lot of places. So get ready. Psalms 1. Speaking today on how to have a prosperous new year. How to have a prosperous new year. Psalms 1. Let's look at it. Verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now there's a promise we're going to see here. We walk right, sit right, and stand right. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be as a tree planted by the river of water, and bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Those words just catch our ear, catch our eye. Those words, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And we're speaking today on how to prosper in the new year. And we're not just talking about long green. We're not talking about filthy lucre. We're talking about spiritual prosperity, most of all, and other ways that God wants to bless us. I believe so many times we live beneath our privilege. There's so much more than that first sweet day that we got saved. More, so much more every passing day in the life that we live. He is living through me. I can't do things for God, but you know, He sure can do them through me. So many times when I come to preach, I say, Lord, I can't preach this sermon. And you know, that's exactly right. Every Sunday school teacher needs to say that I can't teach this lesson. But God, you can do it through me. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That we have the leadership and the strength of the Holy Spirit to guide and direct and to prepare and to make a way for us. And so let's just think of what God could do if we just give Him all the keys. Let Him just take over in our lives. What could happen, I wonder, if we do this? Because God wants to prosper. He wants to bless us. He wants to do more than what we've already experienced. And so, you know, there's nothing wrong with being great for God. In fact, you know, Jesus said to be great. He said, whosoever will be great among you, let him be your servant. Let him be your minister. And the Bible now says in Isaiah 45:5, it says, you know, seek not great things for thyself. Seek them not. Not just that we'd be a big shot, but I believe that there's work that God wants to do. They that know their God shall do great exploits down their minds. And so this, don't we all want peace and happiness and prosperity in the new year? Like the evergreen tree. Love that song. I think Kurt Halley wrote it. Lord, help me to be just like an evergreen tree. I think that got that run off here. But part of that says, Lord, help me to be like an evergreen tree. Green tree. Let me stand straight and tall, live faithful and true. Though the winds of despair rustle through the air, this is my prayer, to be an evergreen. Same all the time. Though all things change around me, I just want to be the same. Ever pleasant in His service, always lifting up His name, while in comfort from the Father, on His shoulders I will lean. Grant me strength, Lord, to fight my battles. Bless your evergreens.
Amen.
We need to pray that prayer and thank God for it. Not turn brown in the winter when the snow falls.
That's right.
But be the same. Be like the evergreen tree. Thank God for that. Now, how are we going to have prosperity that I'm talking about? Well, number one, here it is, 2016. Number one, search the Scriptures.
Yeah.
Search the Scriptures. Because the believers of Berea in Acts 17:11 said these words. What's it say? It said they searched the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. And I tell you, there's answers here.
Right.
There's help here.
Amen.
There's hope here.
Yes.
There's Jesus in this Holy Word, because His name just literally leaps off of every page almost.
Amen.
Because
right.
All of the Bible is about Jesus.
Amen.
The Old Testament, it says someone is coming. In the Gospels, it says someone has come.
Uh-huh.
And that one is Jesus. And then the Epistles and the Revelation says, thank God, someone is coming again.
Amen.
But it's all
Amen.
About Him.
Right.
You know, I ask
Amen.
People sometimes to get their hymn book. And what I mean is this. Now we have our hymn books, but just to thank God that we have a book that's about Him.
Amen.
Yeah, it's Him all the way. So search the Scripture. Let me read a verse. And you might want to put it on the screen there. Joshua 1:8. Austin, Joshua 1:8. I love this. I really do. Because, we might just back up to verse 7 there. Let's just get both verses, 7 and 8 of Joshua. Okay, let me read again verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous. You want to be strong and courageous in 2016? that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Are you still interested? Look at verse 8. Here's how to do it. This goes with my first point. First description. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You know that's the only place in the Bible where the word success is mentioned? But God, he doesn't want us to be a failure, does he? But one time's enough. You know, if God says it, that ought to be enough.
Yeah.
Now, we quoted that verse in Jeremiah 45:5, where it says, seekest thou great things for thyself, seek them not. But we need to seek the Lord through the Scripture. Success is not spelled M-O-N-E-Y, but right. Success is about Jesus. To be in the center of God's will. You want to be in the center of God's will? We ought to, and this year, we ought to be slap dab in the middle of God's will here.
Amen.
At Boone's Creek Baptist Church. That's the thing that can save us. That's the thing that can change us. That's the thing that can make us what we ought to be, is
Amen.
Be good saints of God. Be great for God. The Word of God, don't just carry it under your arm. That's good. We ought to bring it to the house of God. But have it in her heart.
Amen.
By thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Open her heart. Open the word of God. Find his word, his will. I think it's George W. Truett that said, life's greatest discovery is to find the will of God, and life's greatest achievement is to do the will of God. Do you want to do the will of God?
Amen.
At Boone's Creek Baptist Church? In 2016, do we need to do the word of God? Help me. Come on.
Right.
Come on. Help me. Preach the word. Search the scriptures. Open your heart. You know, people talk about a dark hour that we're living in. And it is. But the darker the night, the brighter the light.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that. I tell you, the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway.
Amen.
It'll lighten, it'll show you the way.
Amen.
This is our guidebook, the lamp and a light. And so, number one, search the scriptures to have a prosperous new year. Search the scriptures.
Amen.
Say it together with me. Search the scriptures.
Search the scriptures.
All right, will we do it? Will we do it? Get our daily Bible read. Thank God. That makes a difference when we just, I follow the our daily bread.
Amen.
To D. Hahn. Old Dr. M.R. D. Hahn years ago. Got me started on that. They'll mail it to you every month. It's free. We can get it for you. It doesn't cost a thing. Our daily bread. And then we've got open windows here at our church. Mm-hmm. A daily devotion. I tell you, we need to be filled with the Word of God, don't we?
Amen.
We need to have the Word of God. And then number two, we need to pray and get answers.
Amen.
Expect God's answer.
Yeah.
You mentioned Dr. W.A. Criswell last week there. He said in the book of Hezekiah, the one-eyed chapter and one-eyed verse, it says, blessed is he that expecteth nothing, and he shall not be disappointed. We need to expect great things, attempt great things.
Amen.
That was that great man that, you know, years and years ago stood up, and he was wanting to start a mission program, foreign mission. And they said, well, if God wants to save the heathen, he'll do it without us. But this man, he said, expect great things and attempt great things for God.
Amen.
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 And so we need to pray and expect to get answered. Pray and believe, you'll receive. Pray and doubt, you'll do without. And we'll do nothing without him. You know, that should be the first action when we get up in the morning. Say, Lord, thank you that you brought me safely through another night.
That's right.
Amen. I'm alive. I'm well. I tell you, we need to receive the things that God has for us. So Bible reading and prayer goes hand in hand.
Amen.
God says, I'll show you things that you know not and that you've never seen before. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Do you want to see that?
Amen.
Do you want to experience that? Call upon him.
Amen.
He said he'll show us great Amen. And mighty things which we've not ever experienced before. And so, how to have a prosperous new year, search the scripture. Number two, pray and expect to get answers. If we don't do that, you know, God, he wants us to be salt and light in this world. We ought to pray for our homes this new year. We ought to pray for our churches.
Amen.
Particularly our church that we're a member of. We ought to pray for our nation. If ever there was a time
Amen.
That our nation right. needs prayer, it's this hour,
That's right.
this time in which we live.
Amen.
So we need all this. Okay, number three. How can we have a prosperous new year, folks, at Boone's Creek Baptist Church? How can we do this? Number three is live a life of joy and victory. Live a life of joy and victory. Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Right.
The joy of the Lord, that'll keep you going.
Amen.
It'll give you strength, you know. Rejoice in the Lord. There's something about that when we have joy. Now, I'm not saying we'll never have a problem. We'll have disappointments. The Christian life is not the absence of problems. Have you found that out?
Yeah.
It's not the absence of problems. But thank God, it's the addition of God's power to meet those problems.
That's right.
We'll have sorrow. Our church has experienced that just recently. God bless these precious people. God help. And we'll have sorrow. Old Gypsy Smith was an evangelist. An old Gypsy had an old grandmother that walked with God, loved the Lord. And she said to him, she said, Gypsy boy, speak a word of comfort to every message. Because somebody will be sitting there that has a broken heart.
Yeah.
So Amen. The Christian life is not one where we'll have no trouble. Jesus said, in this world you shall
That's right.
have tribulation. You shall
Amen.
Have
That's right.
tribulation and trouble. But be of good cheer. Thank God. Jesus said, I've overcome the world.
Amen.
He'll help us overcome.
That's right.
He'll obliterate every obstacle. Thank God for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to make it with his help. Jesus said, I've overcome. Therefore, we're overcoming.
Amen.
We're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory. It was right. won 2,000 years
Amen.
Ago on the cross
Amen.
When Jesus died and bled and hung there until he dropped his chin upon the pulseless breast. And he said it was finished. And he gave up the ghost right there. It's where the victory was won.
That's right.
Thank God. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Live a life of joy Amen. And victory. Let me show you a verse. John 16:20. John 16:20. I love this. Look at that. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you that ye shall weep and lament. But the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful. But thank God for that conjunction. I've got a sermon book, old J. Frank Norris, and the title of it is But God. But God. Times in the Bible, you know, where it says But God. Notice he said, yeah, you'll have sorrow, folks. You'll have sorrow. But your sorrow shall be turned into joy.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Wonderful scripture there. You need to mark that. You need to underline it. You need to put a star beside of it or something in your Bible. It says your sorrow shall turn to joy. Like melanoma. This Jeff Davis has found out that he's got it now on the other side of his head. But thank God when we're Christians. We're a winner either way.
Amen.
Your sorrow will turn into joy. Hallelujah for Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, let's live a life of victory. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice. Paul speaking, he said, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Paul's words. Now, where was he at when he said that? He was in a prison. He was in a Mamertine prison when he wrote that. It's like he said, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wish you were here. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Be thankful for what God's done for us. And everything. Give thanks. Live a life of joy and peace. You can even be thankful that your husband and wife has helped you enough to argue with you, right?
Amen.
Everything. And everything. Give thanks. A man said his favorite part of the Bible. Somebody said, what's your favorite scripture or favorite verse of the Bible? He said, it's there where it says, and it came to pass. You know, that's many times the Bible, and it came to pass, and it came to pass.
Amen.
It came to pass. He said, hallelujah, praise God. He said, I know it didn't come to stay. It came to pass. Amen.
Amen.
This too shall pass. And so live a life of joy. I say, we as Christians, we need to have a good time.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to have, say, well, God's good all the time.
Amen. God's good.
He is. Good.
So how are we going to have a prosperous new year? Number one, search the scripture. It's got answers.
Mm-hmm.
It may be the very thing you need to see. Certainly. Number two, pray and expect to get answers. Number three, live a life of joy and victory, even in the midst of circumstances.
Amen.
Then number four, speak to others about the Lord.
Amen.
Speak to others about the Lord. We're His witnesses.
Amen.
Jesus, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:13, that He witnessed a good confession before Pontius Pilate. Jesus witnessed a good confession. Are we witnessing a good confession? Well, I'm telling you, I'm so hungry to see God move this year. I really am. I tell you, I'm starving just to see lost people get saved.
Amen.
We just have old time service for, you know, we just fall on our knees and where we just pray it through to get sinners convicted. You don't see conviction much anymore. You don't see people smitten with conviction by God's Holy Spirit. But, Lord, I remember days when, you know, people would weep and cry their way to God and get on their knees and cry out, God, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Wouldn't that be great to see that today?
Yes.
God's the same yesterday, but He hadn't changed.
Amen.
Not one whit. He hadn't changed. And so I'd like to see people say, be a witness. It's every Christian's job.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
Is it not the preacher's job and the deacon's job and Sunday school teacher's job? Is that all?
Nope.
C.E. Matthews, and I've got this book in my study at home. The title of that book, and it was written in 1951, Every Christian's Job. C.E. Matthews, Every Christian's Job. I don't think that would even be in print now, but I wouldn't take anything from John Day for that little book. Because as a junior boy, we had to do study courses. You know, it might be good to get back to that. We had to study course on every Christian's job. And we'd teach these books. And up to that point, I thought, well, it's not just for a select few people, you know, to be a witness, to tell others about Jesus. C.E. Matthews, who was director of evangelism in the state of Texas, he said it's every Christian's job.
Amen.
Let that suck in. Let that get out of your cranium down into your soul. Every Christian's job is to be a witness. Jesus said, ye are my witnesses. That's what the early apostles did. Was daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Peter and John. That's a good plug for Sunday school. That you know said they cease not to what? Teach. And to preach. See, we've had Sunday school this morning. We're teaching. And there needs to be an element of teaching in our preaching. But there was teaching, and then there was preaching. But I want to be scriptural, don't you?
Amen.
I like to stick as close to the Bible as we possibly can.
Okay.
And what we're doing here. You know, if it's not scripture, we need to jettison. We need to throw it out. We need to get rid of it. Every program, everything that we do ought to be for the ultimate purpose of reaching others for Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's why we're doing the family night. Thank God for that. Everything that we do, it ought to be to reach others.
Amen.
Others. The Lord gives others. Let this, my motto be, help me to live for others that we might live to be. So we need to pray, speak to others. How about a goal 2016? See what you're thinking of. Four words. Each one, reach one.
Amen.
Each one, reach one. And this means, surely, that's within the reach of every one of us.
Uh-huh.
That's within the length of our cable tow.
Uh-huh.
That's one. Let us say, each one, reach one.
Mm.
Because think of what would happen. Mm. 2016, each one would reach somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we could grow, Lee. I believe we could really reach out.
That's right.
For the man. I really do. If we just get it embedded up here, each one, I need to reach one. Each one, reach one. There's somebody that you can influence, or somebody that you can reach out to and share with, fellowship with, however, whatever means you have. Each one, reach one for the glory of Jesus. And after all, isn't that what it's about? And the Bible says, linked up to that other verse I quoted in Acts 5:32, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus. Then it said in 2:47, it says daily and in the temple and in every house they reached others for Christ.
Amen.
The church, the people was being added daily. Daily. You know, there's some churches, you know, takes people in, you know, and have to wait for a business meeting before they vote them in, let them come in. But the Bible says, you know, daily and in the temple, never has. Thank God the Lord added daily to the church, such as should be such. And then number five, I hope you're writing these points down, because I've worked on this and I think we're needed. Need, you know, that's pastor's job, isn't it?
Amen.
What's the greatest need? What is it on that first Sunday, 2016, that we need? Number five, seek to help someone who is in need.
That's right.
Somebody needs your love. Seek to reach somebody who is in need.
Uh-huh.
Just lose our life in service for Christ. That's what Jesus said.
Amen.
About losing our life. Lose our life in service to God. We don't have to go very far to find somebody that has mammoth problems, big problems. We have folks, older people, we need to go and sit down with and minister to. I know the Walsters do this. And we have people of all ages. We need youth. We need to reach people who need help. Not only here, locally, but we've got a worldwide mission program. And when we pray, there ought to be a world revolving in our heart.
Sure.
Isn't that right?
Right.
And so, listen, people, we send thousands upon thousands of dollars to people that we've never seen.
Right.
And that we don't know, haven't even met yet. But that's what it's about. I'd like for us to grow in missions, missionary involvement, grow in Sunday school numbers, grow in prayer, and all of these things. We need to reach out.
Paul said, I have become all things to all men that I might for all men to reach the Son.
Amen.
Become all things.
Yeah.
He became whatever it took to get the job done, Brother Tim.
Amen.
Thank God for vision. Thank God that we know what it's about. It's reaching up. I remember when Roger Landrieu was teaching the men's class. And so we had a little outing, took a little trip. He drove the van and Mary was with us. Carol and I, and we had all of his fights. Went over into Virginia, natural tunnel, Duffield, turned left. Went through Jonesville, on down to Cumberland Gap. And then down to Middlesbrough for Brother Bingham, his pastor there. And boy, he came over and took us through the church and gave us some little souvenirs to keep from the church. And he told a story that really would tear your heart out. Some of you know about this, but W.B. Bingham, his dad, was there 50, 60 years as a pastor before the Lord took the church. How many watches W. Boyd Bingham? Confusing it. We got more done at KP. It's working. And so, boy, I'm telling you that Lord can sing. He can preach. Anyway, his father, W.B. Bingham, is blind one eye. He got kicked by a horse and put his head at the board. But old W.B., he loved the Lord. He had been out on Christmas Eve delivering baskets like some of you are. The old man was out on a rainy Christmas Eve. And there was an accident. He got hit by a drunken driver, a lady. And he was in the hospital and finally died. And Boyd went over there to see his dad in the hospital. And he said, who was it now that was in that wreck that I was in? And Boyd said, he told who it was, this lady. You know what the old man said? He didn't say, let's take vengeance. Let's get even. He said, boy, we got to find something we can do for that lady.
Amen.
He told me right down there, we were standing there, Roger and Mary, all of us, said, we've got to find something to do for that lady.
Amen.
And you know what happened? The lady got saved.
Amen.
Amen.
She got baptized. She's a member of Bingham Baptist Church in Middlesbrough.
Wow.
Paul said, I become all things to all men. With all this man dying in the hospital, he said to his son, let's find some way to help that one.
Amen.
What we have done. And then number four, or number six, five, whatever it is. Encourage others daily. Encourage others daily. Hebrews 3:13 says, exhort one another daily. Folks, exhort means to come alongside us, to encourage.
Amen.
Are we part of the problem here, or are we part of the solution at Boone Street Baptist Church? I'll give the invitation in a moment. If you want to be part of the problem, just stay in your seat. If you want to become part of the solution, I want you to come. Everyone needs a listening ear.
Amen.
Many are discouraged, encouraging believers, aren't they? We've got a lot of people that nothing's right with them. Like the man in the old general store sat in there, and while he went to sleep, somebody put Limburger cheese on his mustache. He went outside a little later. He sniffed like that, and he said, what in the world's wrong? That's the famous place I ever saw. I'm getting out of here. A little baby was rolled along the baby carriage. They just changed his diaper. I can't take that. Finally, you know what he said? He said, I just think the whole world stinks. You know what I mean? They can't say anything good. They just think the whole world stinks. I tell you, I know some are not happy, but some are happy stirring up strife and disharmony. But thank God for those who stick by the stuff. And then the last one, I'm going to make this point. 2016, we need to live and work in the light of the Savior's coming again. We need to live as if Jesus died yesterday, rose this morning, and is coming back. Savior, that's right. What we need to live. Now, I'm not an expert on prophecy. I love it, but I know things are shaping up for His coming.
That's right.
Jesus said, be therefore ready. For you know what hour your Lord is coming. We need to be ready. Packed up. Not backed up, packed up, let up, but we're taking it. Amen?
Yes.
Jesus is coming. We need to live that this could be the year that Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
Bailey Smith, he preached a sermon called Gabriel's Licking His Lips. Gabriel's licking his lips. Get ready to blow that trumpet. I'm going to take some water. That's better than my lips. Let's stand. You want to? We dedicate your life in 2016. You want to come saying, whether you speak it audibly, you come and say, I want to be a part of the solution to any problem that the devil might throw at us this year. I want to be a part of the solution. Will you do that? Maybe somebody here today wants to join this church. We've got a good church here. Sure, we're not perfect. Thank God for the things that have been done during this holiday. You would not believe I could take another hour to talk about all the good things that God's people have done for others. You've got one happy pastor about that. But we're facing this new year now. We talked last Sunday night on facing the new year with a clean heart.
Amen.
We had people come to the altar. They filled us off. By that they were saying, I want to enter into this new year with a clean heart. Now right now, if you want to come and by your coming, you're saying, I want to be a part of the solution and not a part of any problems that might come. You say, preacher, we got problems? Tell me, who doesn't have problems? I got them, you got them, Adam had them, didn't
you? Right.
God's greater, bigger than any problem. If you're here and you would like to be saved, there's a balcony on the main floor. We're going to give your heart to Jesus. You come. As we sing, as we sing, as you come.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's just simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. C, confess Him as your Savior, and you can pray a prayer like this, dear God. I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need you. And you died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust you, I do trust you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Save my soul so I can go to heaven when I die. If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again, visit us on website, boomscreekbaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.